Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes! Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm not gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. Come on, lift up your voice right now and shout glory. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, let us sing to the Lord, our God. Amen. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come on, come on. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for he is our God and we are his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear the voice of the Lord and just thank him right now, come on. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name this morning. Oh, Father God, we come with our faith, believing and trusting for a mighty move, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in our life and those of our family. Oh, Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and our admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for keeping us and remembering us in this midnight hour. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this time, oh God, that you allowed us to run boldly to the throne room of grace that we may receive in a time of mercy. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, thank you for your plan to give us an expected end, a hope in the future, God. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you with holding nothing. We come casting all our cares and fears and burdens down on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we pick up your peace. Amen. That surpasses all understanding. Lord, we come standing on your promises of yes and amen. For you're not like man that you shall lie. Amen. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Almighty, Holy Spirit, we pray that you would quicken us up to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer this day. Amen. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. Amen. We come to you in humility and fear. We come to you right now, God, in trembling, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come to you, oh God, in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Oh, Lord, we come humbling ourselves in your mighty hand, that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh my Lord, my God, Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, slack, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blameless from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, oh Lord, at the district and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Move on this great and mighty right now. Do a new thing, oh Lord. Lord, come to worship this day. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit, the truth that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is, hallelujah, Lord and Savior, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you to do your will, and out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart repentant in all our ways. Amen. Let nothing be done in strife or blame, glory. Oh, Lord, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We can't thank you enough this morning, oh Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, hallelujah. Oh Lord, as we cry out this morning, not just for ourselves, but those of our families, that you will bring them out of harm's way. For your word says, when the righteous cry out, that you deliver them out of all their fears, amen, out of all their troubles. So we cry out this morning that we may be delivered in those in our family and loved ones, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. And we, hallelujah, my Lord, my God. Lord, we ask right now, Heavenly Father, that you let your glory, let it arise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 60:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on us right now. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, have your way right now. Heavenly Father, it's written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10. We ask to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice and that of a stranger, oh God. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 16:23. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every hindering spirit, lying spirit, controlling spirit, manipulating spirit, unteachable spirit. Hallelujah. Cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives and those in our family. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us in each person we pray for and we'll pray for on this day. Amen. Come to you today. Clarify your vision. Clarify your sight. Clarify your thoughts, clarify your mind, clarify your anointing, hear your voice, according to John 16:23, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name this day, oh Lord, in all the days of our life. Lord, we ask, oh God, let your hand be upon our life, oh God. Oh, Lord, let your Holy Spirit continue to guide us and lead us and instruct us, amen. That I'm telling you that our steps will be blessed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to be wise sons and daughters who gather the harvest instead of sons and daughters who cause you shame and sleep during the harvest, according to Proverbs 10:5. Oh, Lord, help us to keep a right heart and a hearing ear, according to Proverbs 20:12. Oh Lord, give us wisdom to help it to us, oh God, to use to win your people to your kingdom. Oh Lord, lead us to them and tell us what to say that we may be saved according to Acts 1:8. Amen. We are not ashamed of your gospel, God, for it is the power of you, Lord, God, unto salvation according to Romans 1:16. Oh Lord, give his servants boldness to stand up for you and tell others who you have, what you have done, oh God, according to Acts 4:29. Oh Lord, help us to make this disciples to you, for where no counsel is, the people fall, but in a multitude of counselors, there is safety, according to Proverbs 11:14. We want to be vehicles for your Holy Spirit, oh God. Lead us into the north, the south, the east, and the west. Help us to bring them and lead them, oh God, out of darkness into your light. According to 1 Peter 2:9, we believe you are added to your church daily, such as should be saved, according to Acts 2:47. And then we go forth to do your will. We go into the entire world that you have called us to preach of your God. According to Mark 16:15, we go rejoicing in hope of taste and tribulation, continue instantly in prayer, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and distribute to the necessity of the saints. According to Romans 12:12-13, we will walk worthy of our calling, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, enduring, hallelujah, to keep the unity of your spirit and the bond of peace. According to Ephesians 4:1-3, amen, we will not follow the signs to believe on your word, oh God, but rather surprise will follow us because we believe on your word. Amen. According to Mark 16:19-17. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we pray right now that your kingdom come and your will be done over our families. We ask you to make your word stronger and greater than our wills. Amen. We ask you to make us hunger and thirst after your righteousness according to Matthew 5:6. We stand on your promise, hallelujah, that our children's children, amen, will prophesy according to Acts 2:17. We didn't see in the spirit that our families are saved by faith. Amen. Help us, oh God. Help each of give us to keep a pure heart according to 1 Peter 1 and 22. Oh, Lord, keep us in remembrance of your promise that you will never leave us or forsake us according to Hebrews 13 and 5. We take the shield of faith and we cover our families right now and our churches. Amen. For you will bless the righteous with favor and protect us. Amen. Surrounding us with a shield according to Psalm 5 and 12. We just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we decree in the crown that we dwell in your secret place and we abide under your shadow. We decree in the crown that you are our refuge and our fortress. You are our habitation. Therefore, no demon, devil, fallen angel, principalities, rulers of darkness, power, spiritual wickedness, Satan, and those under him shall be powerless. Neither shall any plague, flu, virus, cancer, diabetes, type, diseases, known or unknown to them, headache, cold, poverty, come near after one. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, a thousand may fall and fight and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not, it shall not, it cannot come near our dwelling, because we now, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus Christ, to our doorposts of our hearts, you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. These we dash our foot against the stone with long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation, because we have set our love upon you according to Psalm 91, 1 through 16. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Lord, we ask that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits right now designed to stop our prayers from being answered. And by faith, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we have answered prayers on this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare we have a new life. Amen. That we're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen. That we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath us. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteous of God. Amen. Clothed with the immense power and authority of the Holy Spirit that dwelleth in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Baptized with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we do not seek after the praise of men according to John 5 and 44. Amen. Nor do we seek after our own glory according to John 7 and 18. But we seek first your kingdom and we seek after your righteousness according to Matthew 6 and 33. Amen. Your Spirit leads us. Amen. Hallelujah. And you, hallelujah. You are Jehovah Rahai, our shepherd. Amen. According to Psalm 23 and 1, instruct us and teach us in the way we should go. Guide us with your eye according to Psalm 32 and 8. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth. Speak to us the words and hallelujah that you hear from our Heavenly Father and tell us the things to come. Oh, glorify God us by taking the things of God declared to us. According to John 16, 13 through 14, we will keep your word, Lord God. Make your home in us. Amen. Teach us all things and help us to remember all things you have taught us according to John 14 and 26. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for an open heaven this morning that you will pour out blessings upon our life and those in our family that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessings. We decree and declare victory on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank him. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, we come believing on this morning, oh God. But, Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. We blind the eyes of the evil watch, amen. And we deafen his ears. And we decree and declare the enemy to be, hallelujah, paralyzed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, every pit that the enemy has dug for us to fall in, of those in our family, oh God, let them fall in their own pits. Amen. Hallelujah, every net that they set up for us to be entangled in and captured, let them be entangled and captured in their own nets. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, my Lord, he come higher. Oh, Lord, help right now, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your help, a present help, and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we put on us right now the full arm of God, and we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We take the shield of faith right now, and we quit every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that try to come into our lives. For the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. And we decree and receive victory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, let us see and taste that you are good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that you're the same, oh God. You're God from everlasting to everlasting. There's no end to you. Oh, Lord Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finish of our faith. And we just want to say thank you, for you are the head of our life and the lifter of our heads. Oh, Lord, we thank you that our help coming from you. We look up to see, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we receive your help right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Lord God. As we enter in on this morning, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name, do a new thing in us, Father God. Oh, Lord, change us and make us more like you. Lord, we don't come to be the same, oh God. Oh, Lord, anything that's not of you, oh God. Oh, Lord, if it be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be uprooted out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this day in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let us have shouts of joy and laughter, oh God, knowing that the victory is already won. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We love you, Father God. As we enter in this morning, oh God, let us receive your word. For we know your word is true and forever established in heaven. Let us receive an understanding of your word, oh God, and knowledge so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Father God, we ask, oh God, that you follow your, let your scripture, oh God, your word take root in us and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let the fruit of your spirit take root in us, according to Galatians 5 and 22 and 23. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, not lacking one of us. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, increase the love in us, oh God, to love even more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you increase our finances, support, oh God, that we may be a blessing to others, oh God, but you have blessed us, amen, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning, but yet and still we thank you. We bless your holy name right now, hallelujah. I pray right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name, oh Lord, hallelujah, that you would just help us right now. We come against it. We stand against anything in our life that will cause us to stumble. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all bad fruit in our life, we put a stop to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and all bad fruit that's causing a wrong reaction, we put a stop to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak into being the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, empower us to stand firm against all schemes and techniques of the devil. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare we will not be denied. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. We're co-heirs to the kingdom of God. And we receive the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, set a watch over our mouth and keep the doors of our lips, oh God. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruit of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion, in your secret place of the Most High God. Lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Amen. And we decree and declare that we have integrity. And who the Son sets free, we in a race, is free indeed. Amen. According to Deuteronomy 32 and 13 and Job 29 and 6, make us arrive in the high place of the earth to eat the increase of the fields, to suck the honey out the rocks, watch our feet, watch our steps of butter and cause oil to flow out the flinty rock. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that our past is past, and we press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Forgive us, Father God. Heavenly Father, for carnality, watch our minds of hidden agendas. We decree and declare that our feet have been loosed from the snare of the enemy, which causes bondages, immobility, and paralysis. Father God, we decree and declare right now that we are free to advance, to fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential in Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we pray right now for all that are traveling on the road this night and this day, will travel this day, oh God. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would go before us all, oh God, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight and smoothing out every rough patch. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, stops, no pullovers, no accidents, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and all that's in our homes, of every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take, of those and our family members and loved ones may take on today, and the children around the world, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, around, about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn us. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We love you, and we decree and declare that it is so, that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. We thank you that deliverance has come and breakthrough is here, amen, and our healing is here, and we receive it, and we thank you for, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that these 21 days will be coming this night, oh God. Hallelujah, that you'll do a new thing in us, oh God, that you'll reveal to us even more, oh God, about you, who you are, oh God, that we'll have a greater understanding, amen, amen, that our family will be blessed, amen, hallelujah, that change and turnaround will come, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We give it all over to you, Father God. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate us to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Come on, let's lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. Come on, let's lift them up. Amen. Hallelujah. We're still here. We still have life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I decree and declare long life. Amen. Good life. Amen. The goodness of the Lord and the man of the living. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's midnight again.
Welcome.
We're still here.
Good morning.
God,
good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome. The Bible says that there are two or more gathered in his name, touching and agreeing. There he is in the midst. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being in the midst on tonight. Amen. Looks like it's two or more of us gathered. Some people couldn't wake up, or but we here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Welcome, Mama. God bless you. How you doing this midnight hour?
I'm doing good. I'm waking up. I'm great. Thank the Lord. I'm still here right along with you. You and whoever else. I'm just so grateful to still be in the land of the living. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it's me, you, and Sharon. Hey, Sharon on the line. So glory to God. God bless you.
Good morning.
I'm here to hear you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Sharon. God bless you. How you doing this midnight hour? I'm doing
very well. Probably favor. I don't go to sleep. I be waiting up for this.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I took me a little nap, because sometimes I can't just talk me to sleep. So whenever I had to lay down for a little bit and then get back on up, because it's hard for me to sleep, so I just be in and out of sleep. But I thank God for restoration. I thank God we here this morning. It's midnight hour. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. We are here. There's power in the name of Jesus. And there's power in agreement. Amen. We come on tonight. I am so grateful. So good to hear y'all both on the line tonight. We got to have our scripture reading, then we'll have our prayer petition like we always do, and then I'll close us out in our strategic prayers. Tonight we're just going to pray for taking back what the enemy has stolen from us. We're going to pray those prayers on tonight. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 33 through 36.
Say that again.
Luke chapter 11, verse 33 through 36.
Okay.
Oh, all right. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 33 through 36, says, "No one, when he has lit a lamp, put it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come in may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part of dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light." When we look at the scriptures here, hallelujah, the lamp is Jesus and his message.
Yeah.
The eye represents spiritual understanding and insight. Evil desires make the eye less sensitive and blot out the light of Jesus and his message. If you have if you have a hard time seeing God at work in the world or in your life, check your spiritual vision. The question is, are you sinful, or any sinful actions and desires blocking out the light of Jesus? In other words, you can have a light operating in you, but that light is darkness. So we have to be careful that here, as we are in Christ and Christ is in us, that we're not allowing our ways to dim the light of Christ that's in us. Amen. Because sometimes we want to be, you hear that saying, I've heard a lot growing up, some people say, "I'm set in my ways." And you just, that's just who I am. That's just being me. But you being you is causing Christ to dim. And now people are just seeing the darkness. Your light is darkness. And we can't see Christ in you because you've decided. We've decided to just be who we are. Amen. So I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you were, oh Lord, add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is our prayer, God, that we be the doers of your word, and all will see you in us. Amen. That our light will not be dimmed by our own ways and selfish desires of this world, but they will see you, which you are the light. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Again, that's Luke chapter 11, verse 33 through 36. Hallelujah. Amen.
The word.
That was directed straight to me. I'm going to tell you why. Because, with the job that I do, a lot of times I don't want to be bothered with them people. But here lately, I've been like going above and beyond. Because I used to hang up on them and everything. But I don't do that no more. Lord, with me.
Amen. Amen. I work for
the scripture here that made me think about that. It's a change.
Amen.
No more hands.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I understand the job, because I do a job similar, and a lot of people got fired for hanging up. And I work for Christian Care Ministries, but it doesn't mean that everybody call there is going to be nice and they're going to be good and being in the position that we're in. And so...
But then I know myself, because then I think about what you don't know what's on the other end of that phone. A man called me yesterday, and he was stricken with cancer. And then it just made me think, these people calling in for a reason. They just not sitting around calling. Well, some of them do sit around and call just for nothing, but majority of them, they are calling for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to pray on that. The Lord changed me and give me patience with these people.
Uh-huh.
And he's working on me. Yeah.
Amen.
And then also, mm-hmm. I kind of backslid. I got off track in my house. Satan was in my house. But now Satan
mm-hmm.
out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. My Lord.
So,
wait on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We thank God for
wait.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amen.
They always try to be big. But
oh, that's what
he's
telling
me
to
do. Yeah, that's what he did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm telling
you.
The kill, steal, and destroy. Nothing more than that. That's what
he's
coming to do. You
yeah,
can think he's all that nice and gonna be nice and gonna be good, but he has a fear motive to kill, steal, and destroy, and that's all day long. All day long.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We thank God for testimony tonight. Amen. At this time, we're gonna have our prayer petition. We start with you, Mama. God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm just. I don't have no specific prayer because the Lord already knows. I'm just thankful
Amen.
Just to see, yeah, you know, in spite of, I'm just thankful. And when y'all saying about Sharon saying about the job, the song that came on my mind, they that wait on the Lord, that song we used to sing in the choir, he renew your
mm-hmm.
strength. They that
mm-hmm.
wait, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hey, Sharon, you have prayer petition on tonight?
Yeah, my prayer petition is to continue for the Lord to continue to bless all of us with the Holy Spirit as our
yes,
comings,
yes.
our going in and out. Send the good angels
mm-hmm.
to protect us, keep us safe.
Amen.
Keep evil out.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen. I touch and agree in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we come on tonight, oh God, touching and agreeing with your daughter. Lord, we ask, oh God, that your Holy Spirit, oh God, continue to flow in us and work in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let your Holy Spirit continue to guide us and instruct us in this life, oh God, that we'll truly be blessed, oh God, and we'll do your will, not our will, but let your will be done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will operate with the fruit of your Spirit, oh God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. That you may get all the glory, honor, and praise, and all will know that we belong to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we, Lord, we ask to continue your blessings and your favor in our life and those in our family, Father God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that your word continue to be in us and take root in us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will speak your word and not the word of this world, oh God, because your word brings transformation. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we decree and declare that we are transformed. Amen. By the ruin of your word in us, amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. So then this is the fast. This is the prayer fasting season for 21 days. I just wanted to let y'all know this is the first time I've ever fasted, ever in my life.
Oh, my Lord, my God. Come on there. Yes, fasting. Yes, God will do it. And fasting, it can be anything.
Yeah.
God tell you to come aside from certain things that you know. For some people, it's television, it's social media. It may be smoking. It may be drinking. It may be, you know, they'll come aside from them things. And it's to bring transformation. And you'll look back and say, I'm trying to heal you. You know, I'm trying to heal you. But if you could just get out of your way. And he said, I know you can't do it by yourself. He said, I will give you the strength. I will be your strength to do it, to overcome it. Amen. To fulfill it, amen, to accomplish it. And so we just thank God for these 21 days. I'm telling you, the time of restoration and refreshing in God's word, because it's so many things in this word to try to get our attention. So the spirit of distraction is running rampant in the body of Christ. Not that we don't believe, not that we're not saved. It's just that this is what the enemy do to try to keep us distracted by things and, you know, conversations that we know we should not be entering to, and, you know, relationships that we should not be even giving any of our time to. But God is able to deliver us, amen, and to give us a great testimony that we may testify to others. Hallelujah. That they may be saved, that change may come into their life, that they may believe. And so we just thank God for it. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So also, I just want to lift up Twan. I know she's planning on being on the line tonight. Maybe she overslept. And a good friend, her name is
Felicia,
that wanted to be on the line. She probably fell asleep and didn't get in and wake back up. And I want to lift up Paula Smith and her family and Ayanna Williams and Michael Evan House. These are some people that I spoke to on my job that are dealing with some type of sickness in their child. James Fallon, who was dealing with a man I spoke to at work. He is dealing with some type of an issue with his knee. They did surgery on it a year ago, and he's still having problems with it. It was bleeding and, you know, swelling up, and they had put some hardware in it. They don't know what's going on with it. And I prayed with him, so we'll be praying for him during these 21 days. I'll just continue to pray for him. Sister Sharon Gordon, lifting her up in prayer, and her husband Samuel, praying for his healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praying for my husband. I don't know what he's out there doing, but I just pray that God would divinely intervene, whatever's going on with him, in him, and God would deal with him accordingly. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and bring him out of whatever it is that he's in that's not of God. Amen. Praying this for Kendrick. Yeah, we know Kendrick, praying for God would deliver him and that he would operate with God's wisdom and counsel and leading of God's Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Logan and his children, and hallelujah. Going to keep in Sasha and Jamil, amen, hallelujah. Amen. And those of our family that have not come to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I pray for them, amen. I pray that there be an awakening, amen, and the Spirit of God will shake them to the very core of their being, that they will have a Holy Ghost encounter, that they cannot deny that Jesus is real and he is Lord, amen. I come against every homosexual spirit is running rampant in our family, in our bloodline. We're dealing with a generational thing, a generational curse, and I command it to cease its work and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. And we just thank the Lord right now, every addiction that our family members are dealing with, any type of addiction, I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whether it be drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, street drugs, whether it be a food addiction, a shopping addiction, or whatever it is, amen, that we're giving our time to, we've made it an idol. I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will hunger after righteousness, that we will, hallelujah, thirst after righteousness, that we will seek God even more, amen, to have a relationship where we serve a relational God, to have that relationship with our Heavenly Father, amen, that when we pray, we know that he hears our prayers and he answers our prayers, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you will strengthen us all. Oh, Lord, with a supernatural strength, let us receive fresh oil on tonight, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna. Let it be our portion, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask that you water the earth, oh, God, that it may bear its fruit, oh, God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we also, Father God, we pray for the animals, the dogs, the cats, oh, God, that are being abused, oh, God, that you will bring them out of those homes in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for the children that have been sex trafficking, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will send the one to deliver them, oh God, or send help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for the children of this world. And we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, children to come, and children around the world. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers them and protects them and keeps them and provides for them, amen, makes a way for them. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that you will fix that unspoken and mend the tear in our souls and their souls. And we just want to say thank you for, Lord God, by faith we receive it, not just for ourselves, but for all we pray for on tonight. Hallelujah. Those that are around the world, your children, in every country, oh God, we pray, oh God, that all is well. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray with thanksgiving, and we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
And I just got another prayer petition I need you to pray for me. I prayed on it too. I touch my hip, and that the Lord reversed those readings on that MRI that I don't have to have surgery on this hip. In Jesus' name, I pray on that.
Amen. We touch and agree. On your left hip?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Father God, we do just want to say thank you, Lord God, for answered prayers. Lord, we thank you, God, because you're a miracle-working God. Lord, you're a way-making God. You're a God that is able to do all things. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you reverse, oh God, the report, oh God, for the reading for your daughter Sharon, oh God, on her left hip, oh God. Lord, we believe your report that she is healed, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now for restoration, oh God, that you would touch and restore, oh God, a hip right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that healing spring forth, oh God, right now, oh God. Release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God, in our hip and every part of our body, Lord, touching the pit of our stomach up, and let healing radiate through our whole body, oh God, restoring every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every bone, every nerve in our body right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, restore every ligament, oh God, hallelujah, every tissue, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we decree and declare, hallelujah, victory over her hip, over her body, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. We cancel every assignment of Satan and it's aged against her life right now. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, that she is blessed, that she's healed, that she's delivered and set free. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hi, Jamel.
She texted me yesterday. She said she had been laying in bed since Wednesday. I think she had like a fever. I don't know what caused it. She had some type of allergy or some allergic reaction because her neck was itching real bad, she said.
I called her tomorrow.
She had texted me. She had texted me. She was resting.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
I'll call her tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am, and yes, ma'am. All right, so I'm going to close us out in prayers. Friends are taking back what the enemy has stolen from us, and we just thank God on tonight, trusting God for a miracle in his family, and I'm just believing God for whatever it is, and I just pray that we walk in expectation and that we don't waver in our faith, amen, and we don't fall, we don't fumble, we don't give up, and we be careful when we speak over ourselves. Amen. Just speak the victory. Yeah. Amen. Decree and declare we're healed and God is able. It's been many times that I had pain and I just believed. I just took my hand and laid my hand on it. And I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by his stripes, I am healed. I spoke to whatever that was in that place. And I believed that I stayed right there because the enemy going to try to get you to come out that place. He's going to get you to start speaking. Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, but just start decreeing and declaring the word of God over your body, over yourself, that you're healed in the name of Jesus, and just believe it and just trust God in it because he's able to deliver you from every ache, pain, and discomfort. You know, God is able. Hallelujah. Okay. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you,
Lord God.
We bless you. As we receive on tonight, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you would just continue to work in us, work through us and on us, Father God, and that anything that's not of you, oh God, any sickness, any disease, any ache, any pain, any discomfort, oh God, any evil, anything that's not of you, oh God, oh Lord, let it be delivered, oh God. Let us be delivered from that right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From that, we decree and declare that it has to go, it must go, and it cannot stay, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From that, oh Lord, because we belong to you and we are fearfully and wonderfully made by you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence on tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, the gift of the Holy Spirit, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory on tonight, amen, and forevermore, because the victory belongs to Jesus, and because we belong to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have the victory. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we abide in Christ and Christ abides in us. So great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. goodness, your mercy, your loving provisions. We confess and repent all of our sins, known and unknown sins, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that every word that come of our mouths as we prayed on tonight, amen, and are praying right now, must be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke any demon, hallelujah, that tries to steal our finances and support, oh, Lord God, that you have given us, and we command you, demons, to let go of our finances right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Release all of them now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Devil, we command you to let go of our finances and support right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke any demon that would try to come against our support and possession, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we now proclaim and declare to you, devil, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua, that you must now restore to us all that you have stolen from us, including our health, our relationships, our finance, our possession, our property, and everything else, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know that you are behind all of this, amen, because it is written in John 10:10, that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Living Father God, we are not asking you for any of this because you've already given it to us, amen. We do ask though that probably for you to please dispatch the warring angels, oh God, to go and make sure that the devil returns everything that he and his demons have stolen from us and those in our family. Please bring it back right now. Make them bring it back to us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, that we may restore our stewardship to the glory of your son, Jesus Christ. We receive the anointing of restoration right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command total restoration of all things that we've lost, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We retrieve back from the hands of the enemy any of our possessions that were unknowingly misplaced, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We uproot and destroy from our life every obstacle to our miracle, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break in pieces right now every horn scattering our blessing, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We destroy every hedge that the enemy has put over our blessing to prevent us, amen, from receiving the holy of receiving them, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in this lifetime, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every evil power holding back our prayers or the answers to our prayers, we command you to be bound in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every shadow of darkness the enemy has cast over us to prevent our prosperity, our jobs, our businesses, our contacts, our promotion, our breakthrough from locating us, we remove it right now by fire and by force, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the path total destruction upon every evil that is bound never to release to us anything that God has destined for us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break in peace every covenant of curse obstructing divine restoration of lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. With the holy blood of Jesus Christ, we shatter every covenant that gives the enemy the upper hand to take from us the blessing God has given to us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every household wickedness eating up our blessing God Almighty has bestowed upon our life and family, we destroy you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we destroy you by fire and all the horns assigned to scatter our prosperity, our family, our business, our possessions. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we demolish every stumbling block on our way to success, promotion, and victory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every good thing God has destined for us, but is in the possession of the enemy, we command it to come to us now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father God, please remove holy any evil that's sitting on our blessings, on our miracles, on our breakthrough, on our prosperity, on our finances, on our job of good health. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our blessed possession to come to us from wherever they are right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all our possessions in the spirit realm, we release them into the physical by fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for all these things in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, as we leave this line, but never your presence, we thank you, Lord God, as you that are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, as we lay down tonight, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you bless our sleep and those in our family. Oh, Lord, let us receive sweet dreams and peaceful sleep on tonight. Lord, we ask that you encamp your warring angels around us and ministering angels, oh God, to minister to us as we sleep on tonight, that there may be a time of restoration and refreshing. Oh, Lord, that your angels be encamped around us to protect us, oh God, and warn our behalf, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world.
We rebuke and we cast out every spirit of incubus and succubus, every vampire spirit, creeping spirit, demonic spirit that will cause nightmares of insomnia, interruptions in our sleep. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that our sleep is blessed by you, Heavenly Father. And we rest in you, Lord God. And we thank you for it, Lord God. And we wake up restored and renewed. Amen. With a new mind that's stayed on you. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We decree and declare that all is well with us in our home. Oh, Lord, let your hedge of protection be around us and those in our family. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. Oh, Lord, speak to our hearts on tonight. And let restoration come, oh, Lord. Let healing come. Let deliverance come, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We receive it by faith on tonight. We decree and declare that we are blessed. Hallelujah. And turnaround has come. Breakthrough is here, and we receive it right now. Our deliverance is here, and we receive our deliverance. Amen. We shall not and will not be the same. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. We decree and declare the light is in us. It gives light to all it sees. Amen. For you are the light, Lord Jesus, that dwelleth in us. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're blessed, and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Amen. Come on and give God some praise.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you both. I love you. I thank God for you tonight. I pray yes, that you are able to receive on tonight what thus said the Lord. And we take it and we share it with others. Amen. And they may receive as well. It's not for us to keep to ourselves. Amen. But to share. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At this time, I'll call your name. And if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so, and then we'll release our release the pastor's blessing, the pastor's blessing. All right, Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Like as you, thank you for thank God for change. Thank God that He chose you. You said years ago you knew you was, I could say maybe running from it, but He brought you to it, and you continue. And I pray that God continue guiding you so you continue helping us, because it's a lot of us that are lost. So
my
I
God.
Just thank God for keep you in good health, and my sister too on this line. Keep my whole family member in good health, and I pray that they all get together and come to know God even more and more like I'm doing. I want to know Him more and more. I know I slip and fall, but they say the song, say we fall down, but we get up. God give us chance over and over and over. So I just thank the Lord. Thank you for interceding prayer for us always. Y'all, we can call you, pray for us, and I just thank God for you. And amen.
Thank
I love
you. Amen. Love you too. God bless you. God keep you. I just knew when God called me, I said, all right, Lord, I knew God was going to call me. I just didn't know when. And God said, I'll take that right there. I'll take right now. You ready? And I said, okay, here I am, Lord. Use me. I always believe. I believe I was born believing that we all, the Bible says, we all fall short of God. If we could do it ourselves, it was no need for Jesus to come. So we thank God for Jesus. We are saved and watched. We are saved. Amen. We don't have to fear anything of this world. We ain't got to worry about it because God is with us and He'll never leave us or forsake us. So we have a lot to rejoice about. Amen. Each and every day.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Mama. I love you. I thank God for you.
Thank God for
being
you
on the line. When we first started the prayer line for the family, when we first started the line for the church, and being there when it was just me and you sometimes on the call praying day in and day out until everybody else started coming along and didn't stop there. So we just thank God. We pray for God to continue to keep this family, the Mackey family, the Jenkins family, and I pray for divine unity for our family, wherever the enemy is causing division, you know, cause separation. The enemy wants confusion, so he doesn't want us to come together. Not on one accord when it comes to Jesus. Anything else, anybody can come together for, to drink, to party, to fight, watch stuff, and
talk about stuff, but when you say we're going to pray, nobody wants to get together and pray. How long you going to be praying? How long you going to be preaching?
Amen.
The faith after righteousness, when you want more of God, you know, when you really truly operate in the spirit, time, you know, time gets away from you because you're not operating in time. And that's how God works. He's a spirit. So, you know, he doesn't operate according to time. It's like when you lay down and go to sleep, you're not aware of what time it is. You know, so when you're actually operating in the spirit, you're not worried looking at the time. As time will go by, and you just allow God to have his way, whether it be 5, 10 minutes, 3 hours, 4 hours, when you operate in the spirit, you give it all over. You truly see God and just allow yourself to flow in the spirit of God. So God bless you. God keep you, mama. Love you. Thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hey, Sherry, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I've come to the conclusion when you pray and you believe, it happens.
Yeah.
Because I'm a living witness. I got a testimony for that. Because it's something I prayed on, and I had been praying on it for like maybe a year or so, and it just happened a couple of weeks ago. Not in your time.
Amen.
So my thing is, if you believe, you will receive. So you got to pray without wavering. You got to pray without wavering. And that's how I live my life now.
Amen. Glory to God. That is true. I tell you to stay right there and say, this is what God works miracles at. Jesus said to the woman that had the issue of blood, he said, "Who touched me?" And he said, "By your faith, you're healed.
Right.
You're made whole by your faith." Amen. And we can bring our family members to Christ, just like they did with the paralytic man. His friends bought him. They had so much faith that Jesus could heal their friend. They took him. They brought him through the roof. And he said, "By their faith, you are healed." So because they believe so much, amen. Because sometimes, you know, some people may be too sick. We may be too sick ourselves to even believe at their point because there's so much pain and they've been there for so long. But by our faith, we bring them to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. God, Christ said, "By your faith, by your faith, she's healed. He's healed."
Yeah.
And we just thank God and we just trust God in it. Amen. So God bless you, Aunt Sharon. Mm-hmm. It's so good to have you back on the line. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. At the time of
work,
go ahead.
I don't work weekends no more. I said, I haven't been working weekends no more. So the Lord has made a way for me not to have to work weekends anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to close it out, and I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. Again, thank you all for touching and agreeing being on tonight. There's power in agreement. So we thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Lord God of heaven, mend every broken heart that has been destroyed or wounded by selfish behavior. Give us a heart of God willing to love our sister and our brothers in Christ, even as God loved us, and the strength each day to constantly demonstrate that love so that when the world sees our relationships, they long to be in them rather than avoid them. Heavenly Father, build up our marriages and strengthen our homes, oh God. Help us to teach another generation, our children's children, amen, God's picture, the perfect vision of love. And we come before your throne and ask you to put a hedge of protection around our homes and around our relationships, our marriages, our children, amen, and all that we love and concerned about. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. God keep you. And I'll be back on at 10 a.m., so if y'all up and ready, I'll be on there at 10.
Well, we'll see you again. Love you.
Love y'all. God bless you, mama.
Good morning. God bless both of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
10 o'clock.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Good morning. It's Ashley's birthday tomorrow, the sweet 16.
Oh, already. Lord Jesus. Boy, these kids going up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she have a happy birthday, Ashley. We wish she had a birthday on tonight. God bless y'all. Take care.
Okay.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed.